Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Todd White, is red hot for the Messiah. That is normal, and it's so contagious. As a matter of fact, I was telling Todd just before we got on the air, there is such a presence of God. It's literally like a river is pouring out of this interview right now. And this river is healing, and wherever this river goes, people are going to get healed. Todd, tell me a bit about your background.
At 12 years old, I started using drugs, and at 11 years old, I was actually put in a boys' home after my parents got divorced. So I was in there for probably about 6 months, and I started to use drugs. And I was in there for about 5.5 years. It was called the Masonic Homes. I was raised by the Masons, by the Masonic organization. I came out of there. I got kicked out when I was right before I was a senior in high school.
What kind of drugs were you using?
Well, I started smoking marijuana in the beginning, and then drinking, of course, was associated with that. And then I did acid and mushrooms and started to use cocaine a little bit, but it really didn't.
I mean, talk about a sabotage. Here you're in an orphanage. Now you're into drugs. You didn't stand a chance.
Yeah. I didn't stand a chance by the world standards, but Jesus had something else in mind, and I just am so thankful for that. I was 16 and a half. I got kicked out of there. I came home, got kicked out of my house. I had a real trouble with authority and rebellion. My stepdad and I didn't get along very well, and then he dared me one day, and he said, you'd never make it in the Marine Corps. He goes, there's no possible way you'd ever make it, and I showed him. I joined the Marine Corps. And went through boot camp and did all right. And about a year into the fleet, I went to go home. They wouldn't let me go home, so I went home anyway. Not a good idea to join the Marine Corps with an authority complex, with an authority issue. So I actually took a bunch of friends and drove them out, stole some money from at home, drove them out to Colorado, went out there and became a ski bum for a little while, and got busted by the police one day, came in and arrested me, extradited me back to the Marine Corps. I went back. I spent a bunch of time in the brig. I was awaiting orders after I got out of the brig, and I went AWOL again because I just didn't want to hang out there. So,
had anyone up until that point told you about the Lord? Had you gone to Sunday school?
Oh, well, sure. People had talked to me about God, but Sid, the fact remains that if you can't see Christ in somebody, you don't want what they have. So I really didn't see what I never really saw something that I really was attracted to in Christians. And the Jesus that I knew about was the one that I was told about in Sunday school when I was really little. And then most of the people that talked to me about Christ actually walked out hypocrisy more than they did a love relationship with God. So I didn't want what they had. My friends on the street gave me more love than anybody inside of a church did.
So you're drifting lower and lower. What happened next?
Yep. I went and was just extradited back again to the Marine Corps again. I got out of there, and then I went and came home, got arrested because the charges that I had stolen money had finally caught up to me back home. I went to jail. I was in jail for a while. I got discharged. I have a felony rap sheet. And a few years later, I met a girl at a blind date in a bar, and actually tricked her into having a kid with me, kind of hid the drug addiction. And after we had the baby, about a year and a half into our life, she had actually, she had found out about the drugs, and she just told me she hated me constantly. And I threatened actually to kill myself or to take her out if she ever left me. So it was really, really, really bad. I was like the devil's like number one guy. Like, I was destroying lives everywhere I went. I was an open freight train for the kingdom of hell to destroy people's lives, including my girlfriend, my daughter, who only knew her dad as a drug addict for the first 7.5 years of her life. And I went to, one night I went out on the street, and my girlfriend chased me into town with my daughter in the back seat, and she actually told me, you're coming home, and it's like 1:30. I didn't have any money. So I went and lost them down a back street. I went into a section in New York, the city I'm from. I picked a kid up, and when I had him in the car, he's from New York City. He wasn't from the small town. He was from the big city. And when he handed the drugs, and I was hooked on crack at that point, in about 4 or 5 years, I was really hooked on crack at the end of this addiction. And this kid told me he knew I was a cop. I told him I was a cop. I didn't have any money. He handed me the drugs. I told him to step out of the car, put his hands on the hood. And when he did, I hit the gas. And at that point, he opened up a 9mm and unloaded it from 10 feet away. And I could literally see the gun blast from 10 feet away. And an audible voice spoke to me and said, I took those bullets for you. Are you ready to live for me yet? And it was the voice from heaven, and I didn't understand what it was. I went and did the drugs. I didn't get high. I came home that night. My girlfriend was up.
Did you realize that you had a supernatural shield from those bullets?
Nope. I didn't understand it. Now I do. Looking back, I know. But I didn't have any idea. I was still clueless. But I knew that something needed to change, and God had gripped my heart in such a way that when I came home, I told my girlfriend, I got to go. She said, you do, because I hate you. And 3 days later, I went to a program called Teen Challenge. I went to Teen Challenge. I was in the program for 2 months. They told me I couldn't see my girlfriend, because in Teen Challenge, you can't see your mate unless you're married. I could see my kid 4 hours once a month. I went into Teen Challenge, and when I was up there, I had submitted myself to the Word of God, and even though I didn't understand, because I had ADHD, so I couldn't understand any words that I was reading in a regular book, let alone the Bible. But I knew that if I pressed in, that somebody that I saw Christ in, his name is Dan, the spiritual father of mine, I saw Christ in him, and he told me, if you seek him, you'll find him. So every morning I'd wake up early at this place, and I'd tuck away for an hour and open the Bible and I didn't understand anything I read. I'd never read a book before in my whole life. I actually went the whole way through school, never really read. I kind of skimmed to find reports and to make, you know, to take notes and different things. But the Bible actually started to open up to me. I read a scripture in James that says, if I lack wisdom, ask God and he'll give it to me. And I said, that's it, God, I'm wisdomless. And then all of a sudden, little bits and pieces started to unload. And then I had three dreams, because I had nightmares the whole time in there. And at the end of a two-month period of time, I had met a homeless guy across the street one day at Teen Challenge, and he had told me that I had a demon. And I didn't know him, and he didn't know me. But he shared with me the gospel, and I asked him why he wasn't preaching in a church. And he told me 20 years ago the Lord told him to pick up his cross and follow him. And he'd been pushing a shopping cart full of Bibles, going from mission to mission across America, preaching the gospel to anyone who would listen. He said, I'm going to pray for you, and this thing's leaving you, and it's never going to touch you again. So he prayed for me. I didn't feel anything different. But that night when I went to bed, instead of the nightmares, I had an encounter in a valley where the valley shook, and I thought that these demons were coming after me, and I prayed for the first time, God help. And all of a sudden a voice came. It makes me cry because it's so real. And he said, do not fear, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And all of a sudden, I woke up, and I went into the prayer room at 5 in the morning before the day started, and I opened right up to Psalm 23. And I didn't know where I was opening. I just opened. The Bible opened supernaturally. And I read, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. And I knew that it was God, but I wasn't going to leave because Teen Challenge is a year program. So the second night, I had the same dream. The third night, I had the same exact dream. And that third night, he told me, go home, restore friends and family. So I packed my stuff up. It's 10 months early. I called my buddy Dan. I told him, I said, I'm ready to leave now. And he said, Todd, is this God? I said, I met Jesus. He said, I'm on my way. He came and picked me up. And that was 4.5 years ago. And I've only known what I've known, not because I've been taught by the church, not because I was raised in the church, but because I have a personal relationship with Holy Spirit.
Wait, tell me about your girlfriend and daughter. What happened there?
I'm getting there. I came home, and my girlfriend had come to Christ when I was in Teen Challenge. And 4 days later, in the middle of a church service, my girlfriend and I got married. And we've been together for, she's so amazing. We've been together for about 13 and a half years. I have a 12-year-old daughter. I have a 3-year-old daughter.
Now, with your 12-year-old being raised with a father that was an atheist drug addict, how she turned out?
She actually, God, for my wife and for my 12-year-old, God has supernaturally erased our past 100% so that there's not even a memory of drug addiction or atheism in our lives. He supernaturally has grafted into our DNA, and I believe DNA stands for the divine nature of Abba, grafted into our DNA the fact that we're brand new creation and all things become new and old has passed away.
Now, you have a view different than most Christians I know. You're shocked if someone isn't healed when you pray for them.
That's right.
Most Christians are shocked if someone is healed when they pray for them.
Right.
How come?
Well,
you're normal.
Well, I don't have any of the upbringing, and honestly, when I look at the life of Jesus, I don't ever, because Jesus is perfect theology. Whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, Jesus is perfect theology. So if you can't see it in the life of Jesus, you have a right to question what you're believing. He's perfect theology in every way. And I never, ever, ever see Jesus coming up with any reason why they weren't. He only had the reason that they were and why they were. And every time he touched someone, every time it happened, minus none. And he told us to walk. In 1 John, it says, if any man said that he abide in him, he also ought walk just as he walked.
Well, our time is slipping away.
Jesus told us to heal the sick. Sounds simple, right? Yet many of us have not seen consistent results. According to Todd White, healing is easy. In his brand new CD, Todd will teach you how to renew your mind, to think like Jesus, and to begin healing the sick regardless of their circumstances, attitudes, or unbelief. You can walk in the miraculous just like Jesus did. To receive your copy of Todd White's CD teaching entitled Healing is Easy for a donation of only $16, call us at 1-800-447-2697. First class shipping and handling is included. That's 1-800-447-2697.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.